provided that you aim throughout your life, as you continue learning, to integrate your thought, to make it harmonious. If you happen to be an engineer and also enjoy singing in a glee club, connect these two activities. They unite in you. They are not in conflict. Both choral singing and engineering are examples of the architectonic ability of man, of his power to make a large plan and to convey it clearly to others. Both are aesthetic and depend much on symmetry. Think about them not as though they were dissociated, but as though each were one aspect of a single unity. You will do them better and be happier. Much unhappiness has been suffered by those people who have never recognized that it is as necessary to make themselves into whole and harmonious personalities as to keep themselves clean, healthy, and financially solvent. Wholeness of the mind and spirit is not a quality conferred by nature or by God. It is like health, virtue, and knowledge. Man has the capacity to attain it, but to achieve it depends on his own efforts. It needs long, deliberate effort of the mind and the emotions, and even the body. During our earthly life, the body dies, even the emotions become duller. But the mind in most of us continues to live, and even grows more lively and active, enjoys itself more, works and plays with more expansion and delight.